I knew it. I knew his research ship must be in orbit here. This has to be where all of his research is stored. I'm guessing his bank headquarters somewhere in the databases here too. Something told me he wouldn't have destroyed it all, even when he knew he was about to die. He threw me over in the divorce, but he never did change his will. I'm his only possible heir anyway. Everything he had is mine. And of course, you get a share too. It's your ship that got us here. I had nothing other than the promises of my husband's fortune and his just as valuable research. But I managed to convince you to take a chance on me. You even agreed to keep this relationship on a purely business level, when you could have maybe tried to pressure me into contributing more to this venture. Now it looks like your game was going to pay off. I guess this system was the obvious choice now that I think about it. It's bad enough that he named a black hole after me, but sorry, yeah. It would normally be flattering to have a star or something named after me, but when we were still married, he mentioned to me one time that black hole is a slang term in his native language. It refers to a certain part of the anatomy, a part that my ex-husband was a little too obsessed with, the fact that I wouldn't let him probe my black hole, was one of the many factors in our breakup. I told him I would die before I let a man do that to me, even my husband. So when he discovered this black hole after we divorced and decided to name it after me, well, people thought it was a noble gesture on his part, but anyone who knew him well, or who knew his language, well, they knew that it was his way of humiliating me once again. His ship let our dock with his without any issues. Our scan didn't pick up any life signs, which makes sense. He must just have left this ship here on autopilot, maybe to do some research or something, or just for safekeeping. Now we just have to figure out a way to get this airlock door opened. Oh, it scanned me. And then it opened. Maybe he never took me out of the access lift for this ship. He's actually a little more thorough than that. But that will make things easier. I still have the ability to access the navigation controls, and we could pilot this big ship back to civilization. Your little ship can just stay docked and hitch a ride. This corridor will take us right to the bridge. We can be in hyperspace in 5 minutes and leave my obscene namesake behind forever. Good. The bridge is lighting up as we walk in. It recognizes me. This is turning out a lot easier than I thought. For once, my ex-husband decided not to be a dick about something. This door seems to have locked behind us as we enter. It might just be a glitch. We can override it from the master console though. If nothing else, we could burn through the lock with this cutting torch, but that would take forever. Wow! Look at that view screen. We couldn't really see much of it on the way in, but the view screen is showing us an enhanced picture of the black hole. My black hole. I didn't expect it to be so beautiful. I'm almost having second thoughts of hating that thing so much. Wait, is it getting bigger? No, it's getting closer. The riddle said that we're starting to accelerate towards it. The ship must have been programmed to do it as soon as I boarded. That's why it let me in. That bastard. It set a trap for me. His spaceship is headed towards the black hole, my black hole, and it's going to try to enter it. The console isn't letting me alter course either, or open the door back to the main corridor. But there is a message being retrieved. It's from him. It's just one sentence. To escape, the black hole must be entered. That's insane. The gravity will tear this ship apart before it even gets close. My ex knows this. And even more, he'll know that I know this. Trying to fly into a black hole is madness. It's suicide. That madman is trying to kill me. He's really upset that I never let him into my black hole. Oh my God. No. He couldn't mean... Oh my God. Well, I told you about what black hole was slang for in his language and his obsession with a certain act. I think this is his revenge against me. I told him I would die before letting any man put it in there, and now he's putting my words to the test. I mean that I think he has the ship's computer set to scan us right now. I'm guessing it's key to unlock the controls if certain conditions are met. If I let a man into my poor little black hole. Oh, trust me, I would never joke about something like that. But he would. This is exactly the kind of childish revenge he will try to get against me from beyond the grave. He would make me decide between letting a man put it inside my ass or being torn apart painfully, atom by atom, in the event horizon of a black hole as his stupid, phallus-shaped ship tries to enter my namesake. The thing is, honestly, I'm thinking that the idea of death is winning out. Yes, I'm sure you don't want to die. I don't either. But I'd rather die with dignity intact. Well, my dignity in my asshole. I'd almost consider it if he'd at least left us some lubricant. See? He does have this computer set, ship computer set to monitor us. It just produced two files. I'm guessing this is lubricant and these others two are what? Tequila? It figures. A bottle of this almost got me to let him do what he really wanted one night. But there's not really enough here to make that big of a difference. Still, we might as well drink it. That doesn't commit us to do anything, and whether we die or do something else next, I don't want to do it entirely sober. So, buttons up! Sorry for a choice of words. At least this tequila is the good stuff. My ex-husband always wanted the best, whether it was liquor or sex, which I suppose is why he married me. Based on everything else I could do for him, I made him extremely happy man in bed, except for that one silly little thing. I'm still considering that one thing. Maybe the tequila will help. The fact that we kept getting closer to the black hole is helping too. I suppose it wouldn't hurt if we took off our clothes. It is getting kind of warm in here. Being naked together like this is a little bit awkward. I tried so hard to not let you see me partially clothed on the trip here. I got to know you better during our voyage, and you seem like a nice enough guy. It still isn't easy, but it's a little hard to be too worried about modesty when our dates get closer with every second. Maybe we should have you lubricate me, just in case I do decide to let you do this to me. We still don't have to do it, but I might as well be ready if you do. I'm sure my ex-husband provided us with the best sexual lubricant as well. I'll just lean over the console here while you do your thing. Just don't get carried away yet. Sorry. I told you I really wasn't wild about the idea of anything in there. Put more lubricant on your fingers. I'll try to relax a little, which really isn't easy under the circumstances. There. Gently. Please, gently. Just leave your finger there. I think the lubricant has something in it to desensitize me a little too. Let that take away effect. And then maybe it's okay to move your finger a little. Good. I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it could be. Make sure I'm well lubricated in case I let you do it. Don't waste a drop of that stuff. That's more valuable to me right now than all the bank codes in the ship computer. Just keep moving your finger in me and let the lubricant do its thing. Okay. That's enough, I guess. I have to make a decision. That black hole isn't getting any farther away. I'm scared. Scared of having an actual cock in my ass and not just a finger. But I'm even more scared of dying. I imagine I'd rather fuck my ass than die horribly as well. So I guess I'll let you do it. But nobody hears about this, okay? There's a bonus in it for you. Assuming that doing this actually unlocks this ship and we don't become part of a singularity. I'm always expected to be really drunk if this ever did happen. But there's no time for me than just the light buzz that sort of tequila gave me. There's not even time for any real roleplay other than what you already did to me. But I haven't really had a man touch me since that divorce. I guess I missed that more than I thought. So let's just get this over with. I just pray that my ex-husband just wanted to humiliate me and not kill me. I'll stay here, bent over the console. The ship sensor should get a good reading on me here, and I can be ready to take control of navigation when the controls unlock. I can feel you at my event horizon. Did you have to get so hard? Sorry, I should take it as a compliment, I guess. You can't help it. Maybe you're into this kind of things as much as my ex was. I don't need to know. I just need you to fuck my ass. but only to keep us from getting sucked to the black hole. I'm not that kind of girl otherwise. So, let's just get this over with. Goddamn ass fetish. He's laughing right now, watching me finally take a cock in my asshole. He's getting his stupid revenge. I suppose it's too much to hope for that. Just putting it all the way into me is enough. No, no. The stupid console is still locked. That would have been too easy. He wants to make me suffer. No, even worse, he wants to make me enjoy it. Well, fuck him and fuck my ass. Let's get this over with because we're too close to the black hole to escape. Slowly and first. Yes. Slide it in and out of my ass. Not all the way out. And not too fast, but not too slow either. We don't have much time left. That's a good idea. Touch my pussy. Rub it as you fuck my virgin ass. I'll put my hand over yours and help you. Keep rubbing it, but don't forget to fuck my ass. We can go harder now. We can afford to be too careful now. Not with that thing in it after me getting closer and closer. Okay, almost there. Grab into my waist with both hands now. And I'll rub myself on my own. Just fuck my ass as hard as you can. Don't hold back. I won't either, especially when I come. I don't want the computer to miss this. We don't have time to do it again, so we have to do it right the first time. Yes. It worked. The controls are all locked now. We have full control of the ship. I'm programming it in a course away from the black hole and far enough away for us to jump. Okay. The ship will automatically enter hyperspace once we clear off the gravity well. Oh, and look at this listing of blank counts. Showing on this other control, as much of a jerk as my ex-husband could be, he had a sense of honor too. That man kept the implied promise of all of this. He got what he wanted, even if it was by proxy. And now I got what I wanted. Take it out of me now, please, gently. God, I'm going to be sore. Maybe not as much as I thought I would be, but I'm going to live and also be rich, so I can't really complain too much. Oh, and I have this lovely spaceship now, too. I guess I'm the captain. But for now, maybe you should fly it. I'm not really ready to sit down in that captain's chair quite yet, or to sit down anywhere. Still, my poor little butt is definitely not hurting as much as I expected. I think I could even get used to it. That would really be the best revenge against my ex, wouldn't it? If I turn out to be some kind of naughty butt slut, and his attempt as revenge just opened up a whole new world of pleasure for me. Then, every time I let myself get fucked in the ass, it would be my way of showing that jerk what he missed. Now that the door is open again, I'm going to check out my ex-husband's cabin, which, as captain, is my cabin now. I know he had a nice bathtub in there, and a fully stocked liquor cabinet. I think a warm bath and some cold drinks will go a long way to help heal my wounded pride and rear end. And maybe after this ship jumps to hyperspace, you'd like to join me. This relationship stopped being strictly professional a while ago. I do kind of feel like celebrating. Probably not with a repeat of what we just did, but I'm sure we could find something else that will be a lot of fun to do. And if we play cards right, we could even try handle again before we get home. Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to do that again, no matter what you do. I do like the idea of you taking my ass in his old bed, and not just for revenge. Now that I've lost my anal cherry, and how wonderful that felt. Well, I can't wait to see what it's like the second time, and I can't think of anyone better suited to explore my black hole other than you.